Chapter 9, Heart. In the center of the cavity of the heart, the soul Brahman shines by itself as the Atman, self, in the feeling of I. Reach the heart by diving within yourself, either with control of breath or with thought concentrated on the quest of the self. You will thus get fixed in the self. I have been saying all along that the heart center is on the right side, even when learned men differed from me. I speak from experience. I knew it during my trances. Again, during the incident recorded in Self-Realization, I had a very clear vision and experience. All of a sudden, a light came from one side, erasing the world vision in its course, till it spread all around and cut out completely the vision of the world. I felt that the heart on the left had stopped, and the body became blue and inert. Vasudev Sastri embraced the body, wept over my death, but I could not speak. All the time I was feeling that the heart center on the right was working as well as ever. This state lasted 15 or 20 minutes. Then suddenly something shot out from the right to the left like a rocket bursting into the sky. The blood resumed circulation and the normal condition of the body was restored. The entire universe is condensed in the body, and the entire body in the heart. Thus, the heart is the nucleus of the whole universe. This world is not other than the mind. The mind is not other than the heart. That is the whole truth. The source is a point without any dimensions. It expands as the cosmos on the one hand and as infinite bliss on the other. That point is the pivot. From it, a single vasana starts and expands as the experiencer I, the experience, and the experienced, the world. To Rama, who addressed Vasistha, which is that big mirror in which all these are mere reflections? What is the heart of all souls or creatures in this universe? Vasistha replied, all creatures in this universe have two kinds of hearts, one to be taken note of and the other ignored. Here are their respective traits. The one to be ignored is the physical organ called the heart, which is situated in the chest as a part of the measurable body. The one to be taken note of is the heart, which is of the nature of consciousness. It is both inside and outside us, and has neither an inside nor an outside. This is the really important heart. That is the mirror which holds all this as reflections in it. It is the basis and source of all objects and all kinds of wealth. Therefore, it is only that consciousness which is the heart of all, not that organ, which is a small part of the body, which is insentient like a stone and which is perishable. So one can achieve the eradication of all desires and control of breath by the practice of merging the mind in the heart, which is pure consciousness. Concentrating one's thoughts solely on the self will lead to happiness or bliss. Drawing in the thoughts, restraining them, and preventing them from going outwards is called vairagya, fixing them in the self is sadhana or abhyasa. Concentrating on the heart is the same as concentrating on the self. The heart is another name for the self. The self is the heart. The heart is self-luminous. Light arises from the heart and reaches the brain, which is the seat of the mind. The world is seen with the mind, that is, by the reflected light of the self. It is perceived with the aid of the mind. When the mind is illumined, it is aware of the world. When it is not itself so illumined, it is not aware of the world. If the mind is turned inward towards the source of light, objective knowledge ceases, and the self alone shines forth as the heart. The moon shines by the reflected light of the sun. When the sun has set, the moon is useful for revealing objects. When the sun has risen, no one needs the moon, although the pale disk of the moon is still visible in the sky. So it is with the mind and the heart.